Now, I'm 65 years old. I've been listening to, yeah, 65 rules. It's the new 45. I remember as a kid back in like 63, 64, 65, hearing these songs by Bob Dylan going, and I'm going, really? But the words were amazing. And then the covers were amazing. And it's like, wow, I really like this guy. And he kind of inspired me to write my first song when I was 17. So that would be, what, 1970, something like that. And I thought, very similar to Craig, it's like, wow, you can do this. You don't have to be Frank Sinatra's songwriter or Ella Fitzgerald's songwriter. You can do it yourself. And it's like, ever since then, I've been writing songs.
Amazing songs.
Someday I may share them. It's cheaper than therapy writing songs, trust me. Anyway, our boys were born in 92? Twin boys?
1990,
okay. So there was kind of a lost decade. Yeah, lost July 22nd.
Jeez.
Lost decade in my mind, the early 90s, and I remember we were doing something and a remodel on one of our projects, and I hear this song, and I went, oh, no, that's not this song, that's the next song. Okay, anyway, so during the 90s, I kind of lost track of Bob Dylan because I was very involved in raising kids. And then about 5 years ago, I discovered this song, and I went, oh, my God, this is amazing, and it's a Bob Dylan song. So it's not a well-known song, but it is an amazing song.
And you do it really well.
And I'm going up to capo 7. And it's deceptively simple. The verses are very simple. The chorus is like, what?